brothers and sisters, I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. I wish I could talk to you for about 45 minutes on the topic that I spoke of yesterday about St. Lawrence and the poor and the needs of the poor and how Christ loves the poor. And it isn't just the poor in material values, it's the poor who know that they don't have what they would like to have, or they don't have even what they need. They know they need help. And those of us who are financially secure, materially secure, we tend to think that we can take care of ourselves, thank you very much. And we have a harder time coming to the poverty of spirit that the Lord calls us to in the gospel. Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 3, verses 7 to 10, which is a passage that is in the morning prayer of the church today. Philippians 3, 7 to 10. And then I'll move on to the readings for today. But this passage summarizes a lot of what I was trying to say to you yesterday. Whatever gain I had, this is Paul speaking, whatever gain I had, you know, he had power, he had prestige, he had influence, all that kind of thing. Whatever gain I had, these I have come to consider a loss because of Christ. Why? Because the more you have, the more you think of yourself as being the source of your own goodness and the source of your own life. And I got these things. They're mine. I made them. I created them. I earned them. I got them. They're mine. They're not. They're gifts from God to be used for his glory while on earth, but you're not the source of life. You're not the source of your goodness. God is who created you. Paul goes on to say, more than that, I even consider everything as a loss because of the supreme good of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. In other words, everything in this world moves into at least second place. Everything. For his sake, I have accepted the loss of all things, the loss of his pride of place and power. I have accepted the loss of all things. I consider them so much rubbish or garbage that I may gain Christ and be found in him. That's where I want to be found, in Christ. Not among power and riches, not among wealth, not among security, but I consider all these things so much rubbish that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having any righteousness of my own based on the law. Paul valued the law above all, and he was obedient to it, and he says, but Christ is greater than the law. It's the faith that comes through Christ, the righteousness from God, depending on faith, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection and the sharing of his sufferings by being conformed to his death. That's what I want. And he goes on to say, that I may attain the resurrection of the dead. He now knows where the pearl of great price is. He now knows what is most valuable. And that's what the readings yesterday and today are saying to us. What do you value? Do you have idols in your life? What needs to get shifted around? That I may know Christ and the power of his resurrection. That I may share in his suffering. That I may attain the resurrection of the dead. Paul has gotten things in order in life. And that's what God is asking of us. St. Clare, whose feast we celebrate today, the one who worked with St. Francis, they gave up everything, absolutely everything for Christ because they knew him. They knew him. Their hearts have been captured by him, their hearts and minds and spirits, and it set a whole different set of priorities. Many of you out there have families and children and responsibilities. I'm not talking about letting go of any of that. Those are rightful responsibilities. And they take your time and your effort to care for them. That's your whole work. But you do it for God's glory. You don't do it so you can amass wealth or prestige or honor or simply to take pride in your children. Of course you take pride in your children and their qualities and what they achieve, of course. But none of it takes the place of who God is in your life. That's the one you honor. That's the one you want to follow. And his care for you, his love for you, his choice of you as his son or daughter becomes your greatest honor. Do you see how that shifts the world's values? I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection, that I may attain the resurrection of the dead. It doesn't mean you discard your responsibilities. It means you put them in right order. The most important thing is not that your children get a college degree. The most important thing is that they are sons and daughters of God and disciples of Jesus Christ. You can't make that happen, but you can work toward it by your prayer and by your example. Put first in your heart what is first in God's heart. Book of Deuteronomy today, chapter 31, verses 1 to 8. When Moses had finished speaking to all Israel, he said to them, I am now 120 years old and am no longer able to move about freely. Besides, the Lord has told me that I shall not cross this Jordan. It is the Lord your God who will cross before you. He will destroy these nations before you that you may supplant them. It is Joshua who will cross before you as the Lord promised. The Lord will deal with them just as he dealt with Sihon and Og, the kings of the Amorites, whom he destroyed, and with their country. When, therefore, the Lord delivers them up to you, you must deal with them exactly as I have ordered you. Be brave and steadfast. Have no fear or dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who marches with you. He will never fail you or forsake you. In all your enterprises, are you sure that they're the Lord's? Are you sure it's what the Lord wants you to be doing? Put them before the Lord. Ask him. Ask him. Because when you're doing what God wants, he will never fail you or forsake you. And then Moses summoned Joshua, and in the presence of all Israel, said to him, be brave and steadfast, for you must bring this people into the land which the Lord swore to their fathers he would give them. You must put them in possession of their heritage. It is the Lord who marches before you. He will be with you and will never fail you or forsake you. So do not fear or be dismayed. Listen to those words and take a look at your own life. Am I trying as best I can to do the will of God in my life? If I am, then do not fear or be dismayed. He will never fail you or forsake you. Think about that. And the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, verses 1 to 5, verse 10, verse 12 to 14. The disciples approached Jesus and said, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Now, here I've been speaking about putting God first and his priorities and his will. But this is what happens to us, exactly what happened to the disciples here. Who's the greatest? I mean, we're all about earthly power. We just are. And so, Jesus, tell us, who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? They're hoping he would say, oh, you are. He doesn't. He called a child over and he placed it in their midst and he said, amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. In other words, a child looks to his father, or should. He should be able to look to his father for direction, for help. He should want to learn everything from his father or his mother. It's that posture that God wants us to have with him. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. I might be the CEO of an international company. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. I might own a corner grocery store. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. I will do what you want me to do. That's the attitude that God is looking for. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father. In other words, when the poor and the weak and the blind and the lame come to you, don't despise them because of their poverty. I say to you, their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father. What is your opinion? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 in the hills and go in search of the stray? And if he finds it, amen, I say to you, he rejoices more over it than over the 99 that did not stray. In just the same way, it is not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones be lost. Not one. Not one. Brothers and sisters, just as an example, look at the sex trafficking. In this country, do you despise them? Are you willing to get down and get your hands dirty and care for and love? There are all kinds of poor. There are the financially poor. There are the mentally poor, the emotionally poor. There's the greatest poverty in the greatest of sinners. We all, at times in our lives, fall into one of those categories. Are you willing to get your hands dirty and go out and care for the poor, bring them home? Your Heavenly Father sees them all. We really, brothers and sisters, simply look in your own backyard for the poor of whatever kind. Look for them. Seek them out. Their angels are before the face of God the Father. Do what you can. It might be something small. Do it. Do it. I've spoken to many people who have seen the poverty in their own area and have opened all kinds of shelters and doing all kinds of ministries to meet their needs. What about those in prison? Do you visit those in prison? Are you involved in a jail ministry? What about the prostitutes on the streets of our cities? How are you praying? Every one of us can pray. A number of us have things we could do to change situations, to break the social patterns, to bring Christ into the darkest corners of our cities and our towns. Jesus says, will he not leave the 99 in the hills and go in search of the stray? And if he finds it, amen, I say to you, he rejoices more over it than over the 99 that did not stray. And he says, in just the same way, it is not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones be lost. May you help those who are lost. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I'd like to offer you a new free booklet entitled The Final Confrontation by Ralph Martin. I am very interested in your response, and you can write to me at Renewal Ministries. To access the free booklet, simply call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.